Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this November 18th. I'm Sebastian Vega. 31 U.S. governors say Syrian refugees are not welcome in their states in the wake of Friday's terrorist attacks in Paris. Reporter LaMarco McClendon says not everybody feels the same way.
Some organizations like the Council on American-Islamic Relations say refugees aren't the problem. The group's Robert McCall says they are fleeing the same kind of violence in their homeland. McCall says state governors are misusing the tragedy to spread doubt about the federal government's ability to process refugees.
These people go through such scrutiny that they are at a very low-risk category for doing about anything inside the United States.
Errol Southers is the director of USC's Homegrown Violent Extremism Studies program. He says America can reduce the risk, but there is no 100% solution.
We have refugees that enter the United States from all over the world every day. So it could easily have been a refugee from one of the African nations, one of the Middle Eastern countries other than Syria, or even from some of the Asian countries that we have to deal with.
Southers predicts opposition to resettling Syrian refugees in the U.S. will grow as we get closer to the 2016 presidential election. LaMarco McClendon, Annenberg Radio News.
A Los Angeles Police Department team is heading to Paris to learn about how to prevent and respond to terrorist attacks. An LAPD officer declined to provide details about who will be on the team and when they'll travel, but the team will meet in Paris with authorities as they conduct raids after Friday's attack. Here in LA, a candlelight vigil will be held in the El Monte City Hall for Noemi Gonzalez, a 23-year-old resident who was killed in the Paris attacks. Workers between 18 and 29 years old make up a quarter of the LA County workforce. Carla Javier visited the UCLA Labor Center, where today researchers released a new report on young workers' experiences.
Reina Orellana started working when she was 16 years old.
Young people work to live, not to play.
Now she's a researcher on the new I Am a Young Worker study. It features the experiences of LA County young workers, like 24-year-old Yoshan Smith. He's a dishwasher and food runner at a popular restaurant downtown. At most, he makes $720 every couple weeks.
I myself would like to work a full-time schedule that is set for me and not just creeping along every week, changing constantly, putting more stress on me because I do provide for my family with both paychecks.
The survey shows 9 out of 10 young workers don't have a set schedule at their jobs. More than half of those workers say they're expected to be on standby or to cover shifts that they aren't scheduled for. Smith has to take on freelance photography gigs in order to make ends meet. So not having a set schedule makes it difficult for him to care for his 3-year-old son.
I would like to see more consistent schedules, more full-time schedules that actually help the employee.
In the report, researchers recommend employers focus on providing stable schedules, higher wages, and benefits to the young workers they employ. Carla Javier, Annenberg Radio News.
We can find tamales in restaurants, but what about a suitcase? A passenger was stopped in LAX by U.S. Customs and Border Protection agricultural specialists who found 450 tamales wrapped in plastic bags in a passenger's luggage. The passenger, who smuggled the tamales from Mexico, was fined $1,000 because the tamales contained pork, which could carry serious animal diseases. The tamales were, unfortunately, incinerated and not consumed deliciously. Mickey Mouse turns 87 today. Mickey Mouse first appeared in 1928 when a New York City movie theater showed the animated short Steamboat Willie. He grew into a theme park and the rest is history. Anonymous bomb threats after takeoff caused a diversion of 2 Air France flights last night. One of the flights came from LAX and was rerouted to Salt Lake City. The other, which left from Washington, D.C., landed in Nova Scotia in Canada. All passengers exited safely, and American authorities found no credible threat after investigation. After a few days of gusty winds, Angelenos will be experiencing some calm, warm weather. Temperatures will rise to the high 70s and the low 80s for the rest of the week and into the weekend. And that's it for this hour. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Sebastian Vega.
you.